views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Thanks for joining me. Tuesday, June 24th, 2014. Number 85 since being in the YNTS studio. We're now currently on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you're listening to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More information, www.yoandrewnts.com. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You're listening to me, the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I got it right. I did. I licked my finger, I put it in the air, and I still can't figure out the temperature. But I know I could host a one heck of a news talk program. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Clanson and Skalky, my producer. Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. My father spectating Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I'm Yo Andrew. It is the end of the month, and we're going to get into truly weird stories, like we always do. It's just going to be me tonight, and if my crew could find any truly weird articles, they'll email it or send it to us in the studio here in Staten Island, New York. I want to tell a story, though, and I want to see if I can get it up really quickly for you. So, it was a few months ago, I decided I wanted to go on some radio shows, great to promote myself. I do have some expertise and opinions and theories based upon facts, politics, truly weird stories, technology that includes tablets and smartphones and all that great stuff. So what I decided to do was put myself onto a website, and if someone liked me, they would contact me, and I'll be able to hopefully go on and be able to speak about a subject of some sort. So, a radio and TV program called Stuart Venner Tells It Like It Is. It supposedly is an AM, FM, 24/7 show. It's aired on Starcom Radio Network, Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And they saw that I had some type of expertise in truly weird stories. Even though, if you look at it in both ways, I talk about how it's reported, and I always wonder the question of how it actually gets onto a magazine or in a newspaper, on a website. And then, of course, I choose them out every single week. So, the producer emailed me 2 weeks ago and said, we want you to come on the program, do a pre-recorded interview to speak about truly weird stories. So, I emailed the producer, and I said, what do you want me to talk about? Do you want me to talk about how a truly weird story is chosen, the question of how it's chosen? Or do you want me to speak about truly weird stories that we choose on the program? I didn't get an email, by the way. I said I can do the interview last Tuesday. It was at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I said I can do the interview. That was the question, though, I asked. I got nothing. So I didn't mind it much. I guess he's not going to email me back. And I have no reason to email him back. You want me, you email me. there really is no reason for me to be doing all the work. You're the producer. And I know what producers are supposed to do. 1:59 comes last Tuesday. Then 2 o'clock hits. The producer calls me up and says, Andrew, 2 o'clock is here. You want to do the interview? Now, I didn't tell him. Well, I emailed you. You didn't email me back. Right? I didn't. You know what? I said, yeah, I'm ready. That's what I said. I got no stories by me. I don't know what we're talking about. Cues me into Stewart, the host. How you doing? Blah, 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 blah. So then we're talking, and the host first asks me, do you have any truly weird stories you like to share? I don't got any. I asked your producer that question a few days ago. So I'm sitting there, I don't know. I don't got any stories in front of me. You didn't tell me anything. It ends up being one of the worst interviews I've ever had, and the host who conducted it wasn't very good either. Because for him to get out of the awkward situation, he ends up going into a completely different subject. We end up going into Iraq, because during that time last week, Iraq was one of the top stories of the day. And when I'm talking about Iraq, we'll talk about it another time. Thanks for coming on. Hang up. Never heard from them since. Now, is that my fault? No. Of course it's not my fault. I emailed the producer. What do you want to talk about? I got nothing. 2 o'clock comes around. Hey, you ready to do this? I guess they expect experts to know things on top of their head. See, if you asked me, what's a truly weird story made up of? How is it reported? That's something that I can give you a clear statement. I give you an answer. I can then roll in to give you examples of a few bullet points down. If you ask me to share stuff, I only do it at the end of each month. Okay, I don't have a ton of stories by me. I guess you didn't give me enough information. You didn't give me any information. They probably laughed, oh, this kid's an amateur. No, you're the amateur. You're the fool. You're the one that didn't email me. And you can't say that you didn't email me. You can't say that. You can't say that because what? Guess what? I have my email in tons of places. My iPad, my iPhone, my MacBook, my Mac Mini, my PC. I have my email in 5 different places. And I went to the experts to make sure that my radio emails, this program's email, and our office number is secure and it's always open and connected for any of our affiliates, for my radio crew, for my family, and for myself and for my individual projects throughout the week. I just wanted to share that story with you, because if you're ever in that situation, don't feel bad. Don't think you did anything wrong. Was it wrong that I went out and decided to do it anyway? Probably not. Either way, I was in a catch-22. They're going to love me, they're going to hate me. That's what it comes down to. They love you, they hate you. What are you going to do? it's just simple enough. There really was nothing. I was just stuck in a bubble. I wanted to share that story with you last week when it happened. I decided, though, Truly Weird Stories is next week. We're ending June early here on the program because the first day of July is next Tuesday. So I decided I'll speak about it now, and I think you guys would like it. Let's get into our first Truly Weird Story of the night. It is the end of the month, and if you're a first-time listener, we do Truly Weird Stories. It's stories my crew and myself chooses. Stories that are truly weird, yet they are reported on through our many different news outlets, online and in your local newspaper and magazine. Here's one story that I caught throughout the month of June. And it was reported by Telegraph, a United Kingdom news outlet. And it's titled, Man Trapped in Plane Toilet During 15-Hour Flight. Here it is. A 16-hour flight to Hong Kong was going on, and a United States passenger who accidentally trapped his middle finger in a lavatory rubbish bin it was early Wednesday, and this took place on the 18th of June. Police said in a statement the 32-year-old suffered the accident on a Cathay Pacific flight. He had to stand alone in the washroom during the landing after flying for over 14 hours. Police said the man was able to free his hand with the help of firefighters after the plane landed and did not need hospital treatment. Let's go back really quickly here. Okay, what did this young United States passenger, 32-year-old man, do? He was trapped for more than an hour before landing when he threw... Okay, no. Okay, so he was throwing away garbage. And he had to stand alone in a washroom during the landing after flying for over 14 hours. Because he was throwing away garbage and his middle finger was trapped in a lavatory rubbish bin. When you throw out something, do you put your whole hand into it? No. I feel I would put the garbage on top and then I would push it from the top. This young man decided to put his hand all the way in, realizing, now I'm stuck. Now, how many hours was he stuck for? A 15-hour flight to Hong Kong, all right? 15-hour flight. If you go down the piece, and we have it posted on Facebook.com/JoAndrewNTS, it says he had stand alone in the washroom during the landing after flying for 14 hours. He had to stand alone in the washroom during the landing after flying for over 14 hours. I don't understand. He stood alone in a washroom during the landing after flying for 14 hours. A 15-hour flight to Hong Kong. When I say he trapped his middle finger. See, you believe that, wow, this is a truly weird story. This young man had to stand for 15 hours because his hand got stuck where that's not the case. It looks like it was around the ending of the flight. That's when his finger got stuck. Because it says he had to stand alone in the washroom during the landing after flying for over 14 hours. He had to stand alone in the washroom during the landing. During the landing, he's in this room. He's stuck. After flying for 14. So we figured that out. He was stuck for 14 hours. Because it says after flying for 14 hours, he had to stand alone in the washroom. He was all alone. The firefighters came and they took him out. Why can't they say that in the beginning of the piece? A 15-hour flight to Hong Kong proved a particular ordeal for one U.S. passenger who accidentally trapped his middle finger. But again, they don't say he was stuck until probably the end of the piece. First they go into, this is what we're going to talk about. Then they speak about the police officer. Then they speak about a passenger. The passenger on the flight from Newark became stuck more than 1 hour before landing. When he threw away Okay, this is the shortest article, the shortest truly weird story yet. I've never seen an article not give you information that might be accurate. Your duty as a reporter is to give out the story. And I'm just confused of how long this young man's finger was caught. Usually we always have that problem on the program when we don't know why the story was chosen, and of course there wasn't enough information to really conclude a explanation on the story being reported. This, though, we're up in the air. You have one passage saying the passenger on the flight from Newark became trapped more than 1 hour before landing when he threw away some garbage more than 1 hour before landing. So you're talking about an hour and a half before this plane is going to land. His finger got stuck. He had a then later it says he had to stand alone in the washroom during the landing after flying over 14 hours. So he's already exhausted. He's tired. And now he has to stay on the flight longer. But look what the title says. Man trapped in plane toilet during 15-hour flight. When you read this article, you believe that his finger was stuck in this lavatory for all the 15 hours. But no. If you read the article a few times, no. He was only stuck for an hour. Because he was on this long flight, he had to stay a little bit longer for this incident that happened. It took me a few minutes with you, the audience, to figure this out. The title on this piece should be renamed to Man Trapped in Plane Toilet Hour Before Landing, or Hour Before Landing After 15-Hour Flight. That's what the title should be named. Would it be a truly weird story? Yes, it still would be. You know, you went out for 14 hours. What could go wrong now? Your finger gets stuck. That's truly weird. What are the odds of that happening? It's being reported, though. What if it got the attention it did? Probably not, no. It really tells you how the reporter at Telegraph in the United Kingdom really went on about this. If you go to the subtitle of the piece, it says, Fire Brigade Frees American Man's Finger from Lavatory Rubbish Bin After It Became Stuck During Long Flight. See, that little subtitle just concluded everything for me. It told me what happened, but the article didn't. The average American reader is right now believing 9 out of 10 Americans who would read this would say he was stuck in the lavatory for the whole 15 hours and not an hour. Great, truly weird story, but definitely needs to be more clear when you are giving it out. I'll be right back. More truly weird stories.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-YNTS. 9687.
I tried everything. The weight pill, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet need care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now...
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Men.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am. You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Men tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already. Why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are three for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are three for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get out to the forest.
Woo-hoo!
And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah!
Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo! This is great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. Yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I really hated that story. I don't know why I chose it. It was one of the worst Twitter stories I ever chosen, just because it was reported poorly. I don't understand what the purpose was. The majority who read that article is going to believe this young man was stuck on a 15-hour flight with his finger in some type of lavatory. Yet, he was only stuck for an hour. And it was a 15-hour flight, so he was tired. I digress. I like this truly rich story, though. This is a good one. And by the way, our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. You can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Or you could tweet me at AndrewG on Facebook. This is a good one. This is reported by CBS Minnesota, and it's titled, Thief Forgets to Log Off Facebook After Burglarizing House. Supposedly, this burglar who went into a home, 26-year-old Nicholas Wigg, he went into a home on June 19th, and he decided to check his Facebook on the computer in the house that he has broken into. Now, this is now, it gets funny. Let's go on to the person who owns the house. James Wood came home, saw everything thrown around, credit cards, cash, watch, all gone. Everything's gone, couldn't believe it. He then notices the burglar, Nicholas Wigg, the Facebook profile on his computer. Now, the young man, his house, he said, I reply you left a few things at my house last night. How can I get them back to you? Wig agreed to meet him with Wood later that night. Wood believes Wig was under the impression he would give him back some of his clothes he had left at his home in exchange for a recycled cell phone Wig had stolen. Wood and his friend's house left for home. On his way back to his house, he saw and recognized Wig from his Facebook profile walking on the street. He immediately called the police. So supposedly, this young man goes on his computer like anyone would. You get home, you go on your computer, check your emails. He sees that the burglar's Facebook profile page, and his name again is Nicholas Wig. He's a 26-year-old. He sees his Facebook profile picture up, and the young man, James Wood, the homeowner who the burglar went into, he decided to reply. He replied to the burglar through Facebook and wanted to meet him. He said again, Wig agreed, the burglar agreed to meet with the homeowner that night. And apparently the burglar was under the impression he would give him back some of his clothes he had left at his home in exchange for a recycled cell phone Wig had stolen. That's good. See, now that's a good, truly weird story. Not just because the burglar went onto Facebook, went onto the computer, looked at his profile picture. The best part is when you go on Facebook, you decide to message the burglar in some way. He actually answers you back. Yeah, you wanna come meet up that night? Okay, fine. Let's go. Apparently, they meet up. A few hours ago, you just went into someone's house. You burglarized their house. In other words, you vandalized. You trespassed someone else's property. What do? You take cover. You go far away. You try to stay on the down low for a while. You don't meet up with the homeowner that you just stole stuff from. World Dumbest Burglar. I digress. Wig was wearing Wood's watch when he found him. He could face up to 10 years in prison and 20,000 in fines if convicted. Wow. Well, there you go. You should have never met him. It's just that simple. Oh, boy. Does that make sense? And you know what really makes no sense? Who really checks their Facebook on a computer anymore? Unless this burglar didn't have a cell phone of any sort, I would think he does. Probably not a smartphone, probably one of those prepaid flip phones. Probably has a fake name on it so no one tracks him. Many people don't. They go around their cell phone, they go on their tablet. They go on a smart TV, a Roku. Even their cars have Facebook now. It's really rare to see someone go into someone else's computer and check Facebook. Yeah, when I was in high school, it was common. You go in the library, you unblock Facebook, and you check it. Now you got cell phones. Now you got so many other devices to check it on. If I'm in another location and I really need to check Facebook, I'm going to have it on my phone. I'm going to check on my phone. I don't need to go on someone else's computer anymore. When I was a kid, it was different. There wasn't that many choices. Now there are. Apparently, this burglar didn't think twice, even if its planned was on Facebook in the first place. 855-712-9687 is the number. 855-967. Yeah, my goodness. I just forget the call number. It's sometimes I forget the number. It kind of slips out. 855-712-YNTS. There we go. That's the number if you want to call in. There's another great truly weird story, and this is an interesting one. When you were a child, you enjoyed things and you didn't enjoy things. Believe me, there were a lot of things I was frightened of, and I still am today. I'm afraid of heights. especially that water log ride. I don't even know what it's called. I just know that you have four people in this little tiny log, and then it goes, and you just go this steep, and there's still pictures in my house with my family of me on this log, if it was Dorney Park or if it was a water park in Virginia that we went to as a family over the weekend. Till this day, and I was young, who persuade me to face my fears and go on this ride? This wasn't no movie. This wasn't no movie here where you go on the ride and, oh my God, I love it now. Let's go on it again and again. My fear is gone. No, I'm frightened of it. If my children say, Daddy, you want to go on this ride? Ask Mommy. If Mommy's not around, ask Grandma and Grandpa. If they're not around, ask Uncle. If he's not around, well, then you're not going on the ride because I'm not going with you. I'll hire someone. There probably will be an app for it. Is that a great idea? Imagine making an app. If you don't want to do something with your child because of fear, you go on this app and you hire someone to do it for you. You go on the app, you search for someone. Hi, yes, I would like you to take my child on these specific rides. Again, come at this time. And the price I pay for you will cover also the drinks and the food and your off time in between. But keep your app on. Because one little click of a button and it beeps off where we're by a ride. And you still have time to come because it's a long ride. You know, it sounds crazy now. Someone write that down. Someone out there. And say that Yo Andrew said it before anyone else. What am I trying to say here? This next truly weird story is about fear. Again, I was scared of things. I decided to do it anyway. This young boy, he did something else. Now, many are scared of the dentist. They're scared. I don't blame them. Sometimes, after watching Final Destination, it's not the best thing to go into. A young boy, according to the local, a young boy, now this is reported by the New York Post, and according to the local, the boy said he was going to his dental appointment, when a man pulled up to ask directions. The boy said the two exchanged words and he was forced into the man's car. This young boy was kidnapped while going to his dental appointment. 12 years old, by the way. The boy claimed he was only able to escape when the man decided to stop the car. Now, at first, police took the boy seriously. What are you trying to say, seriously? Apparently, the boy lied. The boy didn't want to go to the dentist's office. So he lied, saying he was kidnapped, and that's why he couldn't go. So how did he get his way out of the dentist appointment? He said he was kidnapped. I couldn't go. I was stuck in this man's car. He forced me in. I couldn't get out. The boy stuck to his story before finally admitting the truth. Then he conjured up the tale because he was afraid to go to the dentist. So it was and this was in France. The local is a news outlet in France, and it was reported here in the States by the New York Post. So we usually like to go out of the country, of course, and find some truly weird stories, and this was one of them. So we told you the story. Young boy was going to the dentist. He got kidnapped, realizing later it was just a hoax. He was too scared to go. It was his way to get out of it. We went into how this young boy changed his mind. And it was pretty slick. We're scared of things sometimes. We face our fear or we just cry and run home. He decided to do a little soap opera. What's one problem with this truly rich story? And then we'll go to break and we'll speak about box office numbers. End of the month. why is a 12-year-old boy, and I'm guessing he was walking, because if you're walking, the car pulls up, he talks to you, he forces you in the car. Why was a 12-year-old boy walking alone to the dentist? I was 12, I'm now 24. So we're talking, what, 12 years later. When I went to the dentist, now I was 12, so I was living in Staten Island. When I was 12 and I went to the dentist, and during that time period, when we moved to Staten Island, it was just chaos to find a good dentist. We never walked to the dentist. My brother, who's 3 years older than me, he was, what, 15 at that time. He never walked to the dentist. I don't think I would ever say, "Hi, Mom, I'm going to the dentist. Okay, honey, be back by 5. And again, during that time, there was no cell phone, so be back at 5. You be back at 5, or your mom starts screaming your name out the window. I don't understand why a 12-year-old boy was walking to the dentist, unless it was a short way from his house. Maybe that's a possibility. I'm sure and I who walk. I have a friend who lives in Staten Island. His doctor is 2 blocks away from him. So he could probably walk. I just feel if you're only walking if it's close to you. Apparently this boy, this might have been a whole plan. And I'll walk to the dentist today and I'll bring this story up about being kidnapped where I wasn't. No one walks to the dentist that I know of. I mean, the doctors came to your house back in the 70s. You now go to the doctor, and now you go to a hospital. There is no more places to get a doctor anymore because no one's got money. And the way the medical field works is changing. But that's another conversation for another day. Box office numbers up next. Don't leave it behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk.
Tomorrow on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Man.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
Look out! I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am.
You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Man tomorrow at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already, why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are 3 for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are 3 for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roots. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water. Endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wildfires.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS. He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
It's so scary when I say it was 20 years ago The Lion King was introduced to the world. The Lion King. Yep, I'm not lying to you. The Lion King was introduced. One of the greatest Disney movies of the 90s. Went on to Broadway, becoming the longest running and one of the largest growing revenue Broadway plays of all time. And I have to say, well done, The Lion King. And if only it was out today. Because it would still rock the demographic. People still watch The Lion King. I watch The Lion King sometimes. Hey, get boys started to watch The Lion King. You started to watch Timon and Pumbaa do their best friend, their what we call it a bromance. That's what we call it. Bromance. Alright. Box office numbers. Again, if you're first time listening to the program, it is the end of the month. And when we leave our truly rich stories behind, we jump into box office numbers. We're going to go into some new movies that came out over the weekend. We're going to jump into what you should see and not see. And then the dine-in theaters that I would love to, you know what, that would be a great guest. I know, I always mention all these great ideas and I never actually go along with it. So let's try and make it happen. Let's say, okay, we're going to do a guest for dining theaters or a segment about them next month. And we need to keep our promise. I'm breaking my own promises on myself. It's a bad habit. Okay, so over the weekend, we saw two movies that came out. It was Think Like a Man 2 and Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys is a movie about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in the 60s. Frankie Valli into the 70s. We then saw the hit Broadway play in the mid-2000s. And of course, when a Broadway play gets so good, it becomes a movie of some sort. Jersey Boys, let's all agree on this. It did get enough advertising. I think everyone knew about it. Everyone had a gist, a movie is being created. Everyone in that demographic who enjoys the 60s and 70s of Frankie Valli went to go see it. And maybe that was the problem, but we'll get to what the problem is in a few moments. Jersey Boys, the movie, tells the story of four young men from the wrong side of the tracks in New Jersey who came together to form the 60s rock group The Four Seasons. Their trials and triumphs are accompanied by the hit songs that influenced a generation and are now embraced by a new generation of fans through the stage of musical. Now, it cost them $40 million to make. It came out June 20, 2014, this past Friday. It was rated R. The genre was drama. $40 million to make. How much did they make throughout the weekend? I look at it as a whopping $14,791,000. $14 million. If you want to come out and say you had a good box office weekend, you come out with about $20 to $23 million. They didn't reach 15. They didn't have much international box office either. They only had $1 million in international. Now, let's look at the other movie. Think Like a Man 2, created by Sony Pictures. The same ones who made 22 Jump Street. Think Like a Man 2, that was only in the United States. And we all know a few people that we enjoy in Think Like a Man 2, and who's been all around the dang place getting all this publicity, and it's Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart has been everywhere last week promoting Think Like a Man 2, the sequel of Think Like a Man. I believe it was a book. I think it was a book. Don't put me on that. Because I really don't know, but I think it was. Kevin Hart, who really is the main character of this movie. Well, Kevin Hart is the actor. He played the character Cedric. He was really promoting this movie, and there were commercials. Michael Ealy, he played Dominic. We saw Megan Good. We saw Regina Hall. We saw a lot of actors. This is about all the couples from Think Like a Man, the first one. Of course, they come back together for a wedding in Las Vegas. And of course, this romantic weekend goes in all return. And there's all different type of skits and adventures. Okay, June 20th, same day as Jersey Boys, PG-13. Jersey Boys, $40 million to make, $13 million in the box office. Think Like a Man 2... $24 million to make. That is about $15 million less than Jersey Boys. And they made, without international, over $30 million. And that's actually great. They made over $30 million in the first weekend. Jersey Boys made a whopping $14 million. Why is that? Now let's go into the problem. Why? Jersey Boys, we did say to ourselves in the beginning of the conversation, they had a lot of advertising, the commercials, but there was no one in that movie that you would say, wow, I know that actor. Alec Baldwin wasn't singing Jersey Boys. Probably weren't going to go see it. And Think Like a Man too, yeah, Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is a comedian. He has grown in his career the past several years. Even if you might not even be a fan of the plot, you went there because you enjoy Kevin Hart. What else? Why else did Jersey Boys lose? Demographic. I promise you, the 45 and under was not going to go see Jersey Boys. Jersey Boys lost the 18 to 25, the 25 to 32, the 32 to 40, and the 40 to the 45. I did not go see Jersey Boys. I enjoy Frankie Valli's music. We're going to leave the hour with Ragdoll by the Four Seasons. I've been listening to them like everyone else, but did I run and go see the movie? No. Because there were other movies for my age that were out. 22 Jump Street the second weekend. Think Like a Man 2. And don't be surprised if many of the older demographic also went out to see these movies. So that's another reason why they lost. And that's a big problem for them. What's another reason why Jersey Boys got their butt kicked? They were going against movies that are still new. How to Train Your Dragon 2, that has gained in over $94 million in 2 weekends. They, huge, you know, it's a sequel, very popular movie, really going against Frozen, going against the very popular Disney movie. Again, all the parents are bringing their children for the second weekend. Might be seeing it again. 22 Jump Street with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum. Another sequel. Very popular first movie. A lot of publicity. Jonah Hill, Channing Tatum, everywhere you go. They were everywhere. Okay, what else movies? You wouldn't believe it. Maleficent, the Walt Disney movie. That was out. And that rocked another weekend. X-Men, another weekend. Godzilla, another weekend. Do you see the trend? You have all these movies that are sequels. The Like a Man 2, 22 Jump Street, How to Train Your Dragon 2, X-Men, Days of Future Past, Godzilla, Maleficent, all remakes, all sequels, all great publicity because of who was in it or because of how they did in the first time around. Jersey Boys, it was a chance. It was a shot. All right, we're going to take a risk here. There was a very popular Broadway play, one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the 60s of all time. Frankie Valli, he's walking. He's still meeting in appearances. Let's make a movie. Let's take a chance at it. It's going to cost a little bit more money because you're creating this 50s, 60s, 70s type of environment. So it's going to be a lot of money to get the clothes and the props and the setting. And it failed. Good movie from what I've heard. Packed out crowd. But guess what? There wasn't enough packed crowds. There wasn't enough publicity. And there was no one in there. There was no niche. There wasn't a good enough niche. I mean, the niche was, it was a Broadway play, now you have to see the movie. But that's not a niche. A niche is that one scene. The niche is that one part. The niche is that one actor or actress who, yes, I saw Jersey Boys because of that. What movie should you see then? What movies should you see? Well, Transformers is coming out this weekend. And they're already predicting that's going to be huge. That's, again, another sequel. Mark Wahlberg is going to be in it. Jersey Boys is done. This weekend, they're going into a weekend with Think Like a Man 2, 22 Jump Street, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Maleficent, X-Men Days of Future Past, Godzilla, and Seth MacFarlane's A Million Ways to Die in the West. Who, by the way, hit over $40 million. And that's pretty bad for Seth, actually. That's actually very bad, and I actually want to go into that one. You should not see that movie. You should not see that movie. Seth MacFarlane, who's the creator of Family Guy, American Dad, who I am a very huge fan of, he is one of the greatest animators of all time. And he's proven that on TV, but his movies are not good. Ted, his first movie, remember The Talking Bear, Mark Wahlberg, Mila Kunis, that I actually enjoy watching after I watch it a few times. The critics, they went all over it. It was not good. It was not funny. It was dumb comedy. It was a little bit of everything thrown in together. A Million Ways to Die in the West that I first, wow, I want to see this. All the jokes are in the trailer. It doesn't make any sense. It's dumb comedy. Seth is going to make some money on it. It's just simple enough. Again, they pretty much just made how much they spend on it. But it was international sales that helped them. It was international sales that helped them. But I wouldn't see it. I actually forgot that movie came out. That's why I didn't see it. Neighbors I saw. And I enjoyed it. Would I see it? Would you see it? Maybe. It was a funny movie. If you're a little bit older, I wouldn't. But if you're in like high school or into college, definitely see it. It's a great movie. It gets you all hyped up and stuff. And movies, of course, my friend Bernardo at Planet Candela, he went with his three young children to see How to Train Your Dragon 2. He said it was great. I saw 22 Jump Street, and I thought it was pretty good. I didn't think it was bad. I didn't think so. But what do I know? Okay, I guess we had Ragdoll to cue us up, but it looks like we don't have Ragdoll. Okay, when I come back, main headlines to end off the month of June here on the program. And because our Fox News update is currently down, we're going to play for you some of our sponsors and some of our advertisers here on the program. Don't be left behind. You are listening to Yo Andrew News Talk Show. I'll be right back in a few. After this, when I come back, I'm still here. I don't know. It's something we are trying to get the sound to come on. Okay. Oh, there's Ragdoll. All right. When I come back. You know, we had the commercials up before, and here we go. Be right back. Don't be left behind.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Walgreens has a question. Where do you go when you need a few groceries, but the grocery store is a hassle? Like an I must have walked a mile already, why is the milk always at the back of the store hassle? Walgreens also has an answer. It's us. We're just around the corner with the essentials, so you can get in and out fast. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, Orbit Gum single packs are three for $3. And Pringles, including new sweet chili tango, are three for $4 with in-store coupon.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.